elke verskil op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Wonderlik, my naam is Mario Denton en ek is so opgewonde, want ons gaan voort met hierdie reeks wat gaan oor wat is daar in jou toolbox en ek kan net aanhou en aanhou en aanhou skryf, want dit lyk vir my, dit gaan nog lang vat voor ons al die tools gesels het. Maar weer eens, baie dankie vir al ons luisteraars daar buite wat vir my gereeld inskryf en sê, Mario, deel dit met ons. So, dis vir my lekker, maar ons gaan nou verder, ons het so lekker 4 tools saamgebring en ons gaan elke week weer een verder vat. But this week we're going to talk about the power and the influence of communication. Why is this so important so that you can make a difference? Nou, julle sal hoor, as ons nou daar oor gesels, dit is baie belangrik. So, my co-presenter, Emma, I want you to take us, discuss it. What do you want to highlight? Why is this so important? And give us your advice and challenge us about the way to communicate and how we can make a difference. Thanks, Emma.
Thank you, Mario. I think communication is such an interesting topic, and it's something that we all engage in on a daily basis. It's something that everyone has to face. But I also think it's something that people don't give enough attention to on how are they communicating, what are they communicating, what are the people they're communicating to, receiving. So yeah, communication, essentially you imparting or exchanging information, whether it be by speaking or writing or any other form of communication. You're conveying your ideas and your feelings, and the person on the other end, they're going to interpret it in their way, but we can so often do little things that creates areas for ineffective communication. Do we understand the weight that communication carries or what we say carries? And I love the scripture, Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences." And so often we read it, and I know personally, I don't actually sit and think what that means. If you read that again, the tongue can bring death or life. The words we speak have the ability to bring life to someone, to discourage someone. What we say to one individual person that we might think is something so trivial or unimportant could be the one thing that sets them way back in their journey.
En ek wil met ons luisteraars net aansluit, asseblief, hoe kommunikeer jy? Praat jy lewe of praat jy dood? Hoe bou jy ander mense op? So Emma, ek is so bly oor dit wat jy vir ons uitlig. Yes, gaan verder hoor.
Growing up, my mom always used to say to us, before you speak, think. And it's that acronym of the T is it true? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? And K, is it kind? And I remember we always used to laugh and say, of course we think, and it's always true, it's always helpful, it's always inspiring, necessary, and kind. Growing up and looking a little bit more into communication, it may be true, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's helpful or it's necessary for the other person. It might not be inspiring to them, and it definitely might not be kind. And I think if you take that acronym THINK and you can look a little bit further into it, you can come up with some very helpful practices on how to communicate effectively, how to make sure that when you're communicating with people, it is helpful to them, it is true, it's kind, that you're going to be leaving a positive impact with them. And maybe just to run through some of these practices for communication, starting with, again, is it truthful? Are you 100% sure of what is coming out of your mouth is the correct facts? If you have any doubt or if you're unsure about something, rather keep it back. Make sure that you know that when you speak those words, they are going to be true. Is it pleasing to God? So often it's a factor I think I find in myself, I forget, where I just want to speak what I think is important. I want to speak, okay, it's true, so it must be okay. Then taking a step back just to rethink it, maybe it's not so pleasing to God. Maybe that's not what he wants me to be speaking in that moment. Is it life-giving? Such an important one. every day people are faced with such difficult challenges. People are faced with discouragement, whether it be in their workplace, at home. Everyone's facing their own trials. Are the words you speak in giving life to that individual? Are you encouraging them? We wake up, and as soon as we wake up, we hit with the news of some new bombing or someone else has been kidnapped or life is really tough at the moment. Are you speaking encouraging words to those around you? Are the words you speaking wise? I read the other day how you can have your own wisdom and you can have godly wisdom. And choosing to tap into that godly wisdom will really be a good guidance for your communication. A few words so often is better than saying too much. And often it just actually means being quiet. It could be the most effective form of communication that you could use for someone. Is what you're saying the right time to be saying it? So often we speak out of our own impatience. It might not be the right time for that person to hear it. Assess your situation so carefully. Is the person that you're talking to in the right time and at the right place to be hearing what you're going to be saying? And most importantly for me, or what I think is definitely something that we need to have in the back of our minds whenever we are speaking or communicating with others, is it loving? God calls us to love everyone, and He is love. So are you speaking with love? Are you sure that the words that you're saying, when they are received, are they going to be received with love? Those are a few practices that people can keep in mind. I know for myself, I've been challenged recently. Keep all of these in mind at all times. And it means taking a step back every time I want to say something to make sure that it's true, it's pleasing to God, it's life-giving and encouraging. Is it wise? Do I even need to be saying it? And am I speaking with love?
Wow. Emma, that's wonderful. En ek wil vir ons luisteraars sê, elke keer as ons praat oor hierdie onderwerp en hoe om 'n verskil te maak, dan berei ons onsself voor en daar is 'n pragtige uitdeelstuk. So, moenie dink ons praat net nie. Ek sal dit graag met julle wil deel. Ek gaan my detail vir julle aan die einde van hierdie praatjie net met julle wil deurstuur. Maar Emma, a final thought or maybe a challenge that you want to leave behind about this important topic about communication. Ek het gedog ons doen dit reg, maar as ek so luister na jou, dink ek, yes, ons het nou geklomp dinge aan te werk. Just a final thought or two?
I think a final thought and a challenge to everyone is to just be aware of how you're communicating and what are you communicating. How are you putting your message across? And then the message that you are speaking, is it necessary for you to be speaking it? What is the person on the other end hearing when you speak?
Wonderlik, en ek wil vir ons luisteraars sê, connect is die mooi woord. Kry die inligting, my selnommer, my WhatsApp nommer 082-882-9903. Ons het baie inligting oor die onderwerp, ons het lekker saamgewerk, ek en Emma. So as jy meer inligting soek oor die ander toolboxe, asseblief, dit is beskikbaar. Maar ek wil afsluit met 'n kort gebed, wat vir my altyd so pragtig is, terwyl ons so oor kommunikasie gesels. En ek wil net heel moet luister, wat wil ek vir julle sê? Listen to these words. Father, we thank you for our nation and we bless this nation in the name of Jesus. We declare that we are the light of the world through the revelation of Jesus Christ. We declare that no weapon formed against us and this nation shall prosper, and we condemn every tongue that rises up against us in judgment. Father, we thank you for our churches and our church leaders. We pray for our church leaders that they will be relentless in pursuing your purpose and living out an uncompromising lifestyle. Is dit nie lekker dat ons kan bid vir mekaar en kommunikeer soos Emma nou presies gesê het? Maar kom, gee vir my jou details. 082-882-9903. Stuur vir my 'n WhatsApp en stuur ons vir julle die inligting verder. Maar dis net 'n kort gesprekkie. Ek weet ons gaan nog verder gesels en ek en Emma gaan verder gesels, maar volgende keer gaan ek 'n ding wil aanspreek oor verbal and emotional abuse. Hoekom gebeur dit? Waar gebeur dit? So asseblief, kry die reeks, kry die materiaal, en ek weet ons is in die besigheid om 'n verskil te maak in die lewe daarbuiten. Emma, I'm saying thank you very much. Thankful be my co-presenter. This wonderful program, this wonderful radio station. En vir ons luisteraars, gaan maak 'n verskil in die lewe daarbuiten. Die Here seën julle, hou aan om luister, hou met ons in kontak maak, and be blessed.
Opnames van Maak 'n verskil is te kry op Potgooi via Tygerberg 104 FM se app, oftewel toepassing.